gedacht, that since tonight Chof Aleph Udeh is the Yotzat of Rebbe Lemelech, that we would start with a Torah from Rebbe Lemelech, and the Torah for Parshas Purim, one of my favorite. Right. So, So Rebbe Lemelech says like this. Rashi says, "Zois chikas haTorah." This is a chikah of the Torah. This is a statute. So Rashi says, "Lefi shehasotin v'masaolam moynenes Yisrael loyme ma mitzvah zois ma'atam yesh ba." Because the nations of the world and the sotin, they're taunting the Yidden, saying, "What is this mitzvah? What reason does it have?" Lekach k'siv ba chukah. So it says the Torah tells us a statute loyma, which you have to say to them, Gezeru milfonai, it's a gezer, it's a decree, a divine decree. The whole story, the whole chapter of the red heifer, what we do with it and what we use it for, it's a decree. Ein lecho reshus laharer achareo. You don't have permission to reflect on it. So Rebbe Lemelech says, it's all very nice for Rashi to say that, but then the next Rashi says, it brings a drash from Reb Moshe HaDarshan, and it's a reason for the Por Adum. Tovoi imo v'tikanech, right? So there was this kid hanging about in the palace, and, you know, he pooped. This is the days before diapers. So they said, well, you know, let his mother come and clean it up. So came the Egel Hazov, the gold calf, which was our sin. So let the red heifer come and clean up for the sin of the golden calf. So Rebbe Meir says, on the one hand, you said to me, it's called a chukah, it's called a statute, because I'm not allowed to ask why it is and what it's about. On the other hand, you come with this nice drash from Reb Moshe HaDarshan that makes perfect sense. So you've made sense of something you're not supposed to make sense of. So Rebbe Lemelech says, the word moinin, lefi shehasotan v'umas oilam moinin es Yisrael, because the sotan and the nations of the world, they taunt the Yidden. We usually understand this word moinin from the Lashon oino'o. So Rebbe Lemelech says, that's not what it's about. It's really, a word moinin means to count. So he says, the goyim, they know that there are remach mitzvus aseh and chesor mitzvus lo yisaseh, 248 commandments and 365 prohibitions. They go up to make the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. And they also know that there are 248 limbs and 365 muscles and sinews and so forth, so they can count. So the goyim and the sotan, they say, you know, we can figure out every mitzvah that God gave you, what part of the body deals with. Like the Torah tells us, Yaakov Avinu, he was tzile al yerechoi, right? That he was fighting with the angel, and the angel hurt him and his sciatic nerve, right? And so Yaakov was limping. Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael gidhan noshe. So the Yidden don't eat the sciatic nerve. So there's a connection between the mitzvah and an event, or some portion of Adam Kadmon, of this primal man, that has to be fixed by a certain mitzvah. Everything, there's something corresponds to something. But when it comes to the Por Adumo, Rebbe Lemelech says, they can go through the body politic of the Jewish people and they don't find anything that corresponds to it. So along comes Rebbe Moshe HaDarshan and explains that the Por Adumo, the red heifer, really corresponds to the Masa Egel it really corresponds to the our worshipping of the red of the calf, the golden calf, where Moshe is in the mount. However, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah says, "Lo ho Yisrael ruim lo isem masa." The truth is, the Yidden were not at the level of worshipping a golden calf. Elo kedei lahoiris tshuva l'rabim. So the Gemara says, you know why we worshipped the golden calf? Because our job is to teach the whole world how to do teshuva. You know, I've said this many times, and I'll say it again. If we want to know if the German people ever do teshuva, it won't be if they send taxis, free gifts, to the government of, you know, Israel. You know, it's not reparations with money, right? If you ask Ayid, what's the worst sin that ever happened? He'll say, oh, we worship the Eger, right? When the Germans change their flag and they change that big eagle that they have and they give 1 foot a Chazafis, they change 1 foot of that eagle to a Schweinefis. And they say, this is our guilt that we will carry. We don't have to pay money, but we have to know who we are, right? 1 foot we have is a Schweinefis. Then I'll know they're serious about taking it to heart, right? The Eden we've taken to heart for 3,500 years. The Egel, the worship we worshipped, it was the worst sin that we've done since Adam ate of the tree of knowledge. The worst sin was the bowing to the golden calf. The Gemara says the whole thing was really in order for us to teach the world how to do teshuva, that you don't just say, oh, we fixed it, but that beyond pokality, that always we walk around with this knowledge of how we let God down and, you know, and how we let ourselves down and what we're capable of, how easy it is for us to stray and so forth, but the truth is, it wasn't us. The Gemara says, "Lo hoyu Yisro ru'uyim lo isamas." We weren't at that level to do that. So then, why did we do it? Oh, comes Reb Moshe Hadashin and says, "Chukoi gezeirohi milfonai." You know why the Yidden worshipped the golden calf? Says God, because it was my decree. It's a gezeira. You know why the nations of the world can't find any part of the Jewish body politic that corresponds to the Poradumo? Because it's the Egel, and the Egel itself is a chukah. It's not real. We didn't really worship the golden calf. It was a gezeira that we had to do. It was something that we had to do because that's what God wanted. So now it makes perfect sense, Rebbe Lemelech says. Rashi is very consistent. Yes, it's called chukah because you have no permission. You have no permission to ask why or how, but not on the Por Aduma, on the drashta of Reb Moshe Hadashin, who makes the connection with the Egel, with the gold calf. If you put it all together, you see, yeah. Of course, the nations of the world, they say, Ma tam yesh ba, what is this mitzvah of the red heifer? It doesn't make any sense because there's nothing in your body that it corresponds to. And we say to him, yes, because it corresponds to the Maaseh Egel, the worshipping of the red calf, and that was a chukah, that was a statute, that was a gezeira himilfonai, and it's also to Laharia to ask, why did God need us to do that? It's the Torah of Reb Lemelech. I wanted this week, the Reb Lemelech should be a Melech Yosef for us. The Reb Lemelech said, anybody that I looked at while I was alive won't die without a Heret Shiva. And there was a story in Koznitz about a man who was, it was Goises for 3 days. He was lying in his bed and, you know, he was dying. And he couldn't go. And the Rebbe heard about it and he came to visit this man. And he said to him, wait a minute, didn't you once go to Rebbe Lemelech? He said, yeah, when I was young, I went to Rebbe Lemelech. He said, well, that's why you can't die, because you haven't done tshuva. So he said vidui with him, and the person was able to just go. Right? The Grois Rebbe Lemelech. How big was Rebbe Lemelech? The Mendelim Rimenev used to say that on Friday afternoon, after make all my achunas for Shabbos and then I go to mikveh, then maybe sometimes I'm able to understand like one little toddler from the Noam Elimelech. Otherwise, who could understand the Torah from the Rebbe Elimelech? I think it was the Sanzer Rebbe who dreamt that he saw a whole room full of books, a huge library, and one book in the library was outstanding. And then he woke up and he heard Epes Min HaShemayim that the one book was the Noam Elimelech, and the whole library that he saw, those were all the Pirushim, those were all commentaries. So in this week's Seder, Vayakel Moshe, Moshe gathers the Jewish people as Kol Hadas Bnei Yisroel. Vayoyme Aleihem, and he says to them, Elu Hadvorim, these are the things Ashitziv Hashem La'asos Oisam that God commanded to do them. Sheishis Yemim Teyosim Elocha, 6 days, person should work. Vayoyme Ashvi, Yelechem Kodesh, the 7th day should be holy. Shabbos Shabbos and Hashem. So, the Rebbe Rabbinim asks, if Moshe gathers all the people together and he says to them, this is what God commanded, why does he say these are the things that God commanded to do them? And then he gives you the din of Shabbos. About Shabbos is about not doing them. Why would the Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu phrase this? I'm telling you, these are the things that you got to do. Shabbos, don't do anything. So, the Rebbe Rabbinim, he brings a medrash. The medrash in Shir HaShirim, in Kapitel Vov, Piske Tes Vov. Dovah Ach. Yofo at Rayosi Kitirtso. You, my beloved, are beautiful like a tirtso, a kind of dough. So the Medrash says, Kitirtso, you could read it Kishat Roitso, when you have desire. Medrash goes on, Kadat Boye, when you really want. Leis at Sriche Boye Miklum. When you really have a desire, you don't need to ask anybody for anything. Meilef miklum. If you really have a desire, you don't have to learn anything from anybody. If you really, really have desire, you don't need anything from anybody else. Everything is already inside you. Because having the desire is already the key. So, the Medrash says, how do we know this? Mi omar lehem lehovi agolois uboko litoin hamishkan. Who told the Nisim? Who told the princes of the tribes to bring the wagons, the 6 wagons and the 12 cattle, the 12 oxen that would pull the wagons? Who told them to do this? Loi mohen ubohen heviu oisam? Wasn't it from themselves and in themselves that they decided to do this thing? Hainuhu do oma, this is what it says them in the parsha of the Nisim, vayoviu es karbonam lifnei Hashem, and they brought their offering, their sacrifice to God, shesh eglois tzov, 6 covered wagons, keneged shisha rekiim, corresponding to the 6 heavens. Wait a minute. corresponding to the six heavens? The Medrash says, V'loy shivahem, everybody knows there are seven heavens. Umarev Abun. So Rav Abun says, yeah, but they were smart. Hen de Malka Shori Tamikoin. The heaven where God lives, that's crown property. They weren't taking that into account. They were taking into account the six heavens to which we have access, not the seventh one. Keneged Shesh Arzois. And they brought these six wagons corresponding to the six expressions of earth that we have. Eretz, Arko, Adomo, Gei, Tzio, Noishio. So wait a minute. There aren't six expressions of earth. There are seven. You forgot Tevel. Tevel is also the earth. The Medrash says, V'hu yishpoit Tevel b'tzedek. So God sits in judgment on Tevel. So that's also like crown property. Crown property is not included in this cheshbon of six. It's interesting because the Medrash is ascribing this mystical idea to the Nesiim, that the Nesiim brings six wagons corresponding to the six, well, corresponding to the six what, right? Well, the six heavens, there are seven. All right, so let's figure out that there are really six. You know, the six earths, well, there are seven, there are really six, right? Oh, another thing the Medrash says, Vav, Keneged Vav Archei Mishnah. Well, there are six orders of the Mishnah, right? So they bring six wagons to carry six orders of the Mishnah. Shesh, Keneged Sheshes Yimei Breishis. Oh, there's a good one, right? Six, like 6 days of creation. Now there are 7 days of the week, but one is crown property, so six. Okay. Vav, six, Keneged Vav Imahois. There are six wagons corresponding to our six mothers. Which are the six mothers? Sara, Rivka, Rochel, Leah, Zilpa, and Bilho. Right? So if you include the two concubines, we have six women. All right, so it's very mystical, and there are six. There are actually six reasons of six different kinds of. You can take your pick what the six is for. So now, the Medrash says, the word tsav, which we translate as covered wagons, doimois lekulyonin. Kulyonin must be some kind of a Greek word. It means like a canopy, right? So the wagons had these canopies. Another thing you could say why it's called tsav, because it's like mitsuyon, it's outstanding. They were like really special. Tsav, metuchsois. They were perfectly aligned, right? I guess they had, you know, ball bearings in the axles or whatever. I mean, there was like really, they were really well made. Tzav, another reason, tzav, shetzav tzvalavim oimdim aleim, because the hosts of the Levites, it's the word tzavah, so they were really the ones who used these. So the eglois tzav, they're like the wagons of the tzavah. Toni b'shem Nechemiah. So we learn in the name of Nehemiah, Kimin Kamroitin Hoyu, that they were like covered wagons, right? So they were early Conestoga wagons for going west, right? Shalayir Kleshoris Mizbakin, so that the vessels wouldn't get heated up and explode in the heat. So they were wagons with these hoops and they were covered. It was all very nice. Shneos Aboka, and there was 12 cattle. Kineged Shneimos and Nesiim, corresponding to the 12 princes. Agola al Shnei Nesiim, so one wagon for each pair of Nesiim. Vishoyle Echad, and besides the wagons and so forth, they brought each one a bull. Melamed Shleilokchum Bedomim. So this, the Medrash says, this teaches us that it wasn't just that the Nesiim, you know, they paid a contractor to have these things made and you know, delivered, right? Elo zeh hevi shoyer v'zeh hevi shoyer, zeh hevi agolo v'zeh hevi agolo. They brought it on their own, right? So they went to the market, and they bought the oxen, and they bought, you know, they were themselves involved as a team of 12 men. They got together and they figured out what was needed. Vayakrivu oisam, and then they offered them as a sacrifice, like a korban, lifnei ha-mishkan, in front of the mishkan. Melamed shemosrum le-tzibur. So this teaches us that the Nisim didn't turn up like with a Cadillac, you know, like a limousine, a stretch limo, and say, all right, so these are our gifts to the Mishkan, you know, and we'll be traveling along with it, you know, and we'll sit in the back, or we'll sit next to the driver, whatever. They didn't. When it was time to give the gift, they gave the gift and stepped back, right? They didn't want to like show that they're the machers, right? And they brought this important thing that nobody thought of. They gave it, they donated it to the whole Klal Yisrael. Shemosrum l'tzibur. Now we find there, Vayoyim Hashem Moshe Leimor. God says to Moshe, saying, Kach Meitam, take it from them and so forth, and it'll be to do the job. Mahu Leimoy, why does it have to say Leimoy, the Medrash says? Why could just God said to Moshe, Kach Meitam? Why does it say God says to Moshe Leimoy Azoy Tzogen? Omalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says to Moshe, Tzei Ve'emoy Lohem Divrei Shevach Unechomois. Please, Moshe, go out and tell the Nisim what a great job they've done. Praise them. Make them feel good. Divrei shevach unechomois. Omer Reb Hoshia says, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, God says to them, Ma'ale ani aleichem, I am going to give you credit, ki ilu kva hoyisi tzorich lizboil boi es olomi veheivesim li. I am going to give you credit that I was desperate for something to carry my world on, and you brought me just the right pickup truck that I needed. I was struggling. I didn't know how I was going to carry all this stuff. And what do I know? I turn around and these six wagons just pull up. And it's like you were reading my mind, says God. So the Medrash carries on and says, Bois is sure at that moment, Nisyara Moshe. Moshe became afraid. Oma Biliboy, so he says to himself in his heart, Toimer Ruach HaKodesh Nistalko Mimeni? What? Have I lost it? am I to assume that the Holy Spirit has left me, abandoned me? Vishoras Al HaNesiyim, and has come to rest on these princes? Oishema Novi Echad, Omad? Or maybe some other prophet rose v'chiddush as a halacha and you know figured out what the halacha was. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God says, Moshe, ile lohem oyisi oimesh yoviu, if I was telling them that they should bring these wagons, hoyisi oimeloch shetoyme lehem, I would have told you to tell them. Elo novos. Kach me'itam. So this is now the Medrash explaining why it says Vayoyma Hashem el Moshe Leimoir. God says to Moshe, saying, Kach me'itam, take it from them. Vohoyu, and let it be. Ma kach me'itam. Why does it say take it from them? Me'itam hoyu advarim. They thought it up. They thought the whole thing up. I never said that they should do it. If I had said that they should do it, I would have told you. Don't think to yourself that, oi, the Ruach HaKodesh Nistalko Mimeni, you know, and Moshe, stop worrying. Well, stop worrying. I didn't take away prophecy from you. I didn't give it to anybody else. I'm not letting in people on secrets that you're not privy to. Stop worrying. Kach me'itam vohoyu. Take it from them because it came from them. So the Medrash continues, Uminosan lahem es ha'etza. So who gave them the idea? Who gave them the idea? Omer Reb Simon, Shivtoi shel Yisachar. It was the tribe of Yisachar. Omer lahem, the tribe of Yisachar, so the Nosi of Yisachar, said, Hamishkan azesh atim oisim pereachu ba'avir. Wait. This Mishkan that you're all making, it's going to fly? It's going to hover in the air or something? Asulo yagolo is kidei she'initin behem. You know what? Make wagons to carry it. Hu sha'kosiv mishabeach shevet Yisachar. And this is why the Torah there in Divrei Hayomim, in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, it says, Umibnei Yisachar yoide bina le'itim, and from the children of Yisachar who have bino le'itim. They understand the times. So the Medrash says, ma le'itim? What does it mean that they understand the times? Reb Tembchuna oma le'kirsin, Reb Yoisi ba kesri oime le'iburin, that they understand the calendar, how to set the calendar, what day to make Rosh Chodesh, and so forth, which years to be Me'aber. Lodas ma yasi Yisrael. And they know what the Yidden should do. Shehoye yoidim lerapo yisakirus. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Roshei Mosayim, these are the 200 heads of the Sanhedrin who came from the tribe of Yisachar. Shehoye shiftet shel Yisachar mamid v'kolachem al piem lamed. That when the Rosh Sanhedrin, who were always throughout all the centuries from Yitzis Mitzrayim until the Chom Beis Hamikdash, it was always the Bnei Yisachar, it was the tribe of Yisachar who were the heads of the Sanhedrin, who would figure out the calendar for us and they would tell us what to do. And whenever they passed in the Halacha, we knew it was Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. So, the Medrash goes on. What's the Medrash saying? That when it came to Yofatra Yosi Ketirtza, you are beautiful like a Tirtza, Kesha'ata Roitza, when you really want to do something. When you really want to do something, you don't have to ask. You don't have to learn. How do we know this? We know this from the story of the Nesiim. They knew what to do. They so knew what to do that Moshe didn't know how they knew. And he got scared, he got paranoid that the Nevuah had been taken away from him. How else could they know if it wasn't through prophecy? How else could they know? So God says, Kach me'itam. Me'itam, it's come from them. It's come from their desire. So, the Heilige Rebbe Rabbinim, he brings this Medrash here. And with it, he explains the first the first Pasuk, the first verse in the Seder this week. Moshe gathers all the Yidden, and he says to them, "Ela dvorim asher tziva Hashem la'asos. This is what God has commanded you to do. Sheishes yomim teos ha'melocha, Shabbos shabbosin. Don't do any work." So, the Rebbe Rabbinim just quotes the Medrash, and he says, anybody who wants to do something, you want to do a mitzvah, you want to approach God, it's not enough to do what it says in the Torah. It's not. It's not enough to do the right thing. It's not. It's, you know, so many people ruin the world doing the right thing. The whole world, like, you know, the saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. the world. Ask, you know, go out, anybody, you know, ask ex-President Bush whether he made a better world, right? Whether he did the right thing. I'm sure. And never once did he think he's doing the wrong thing, right? V'hine motzino, the Rebbeinu says, with Uzziah, you know, we know the story in 2 Samuel. It talks about how the Philistines came and they took captive from Shiloh, they took the Aroin, the ark, right, with the cherubs on it, right? The raiders of the lost ark, right? And the Aron HaKodesh was there in among the Plishtim for a long time. And David HaMelech decided he was going to bring it to Yerushalayim. So he goes and gets it, and they put it on a cart, right? And as the oxen were drawing the cart, one of them stumbled. Vishamtu Haboka, right? So Uzziah grabbed hold of the Aron to prevent it from falling down, and he died on the spot. It says, Vayichaf Hashem b'Uzziah. Why? He only wanted to do the right thing, right? He wanted to save the Aron HaKodesh from falling down on the floor. What could possibly be a sin in what he did? And the answer, the Rebbe Rabbeinu says, because at that moment, God had many ways of preventing the Aron from falling. And had Uzziah stood back, there would have been a miracle. You know, when the Eden carried the Aron, it carried them. They walked into the River Jordan, right? The Levium walked into the River Jordan with the Aron. The River Jordan split. So God has many ways of protecting the Aron HaKodesh from falling and drowning and whatever. So when it comes to Aron HaKodesh, God says, you know, I don't need your help. And in fact, by you extending a hand to help, you've actually embarrassed me because you prevented me from doing a miracle because it wasn't necessary for me or whatever. You know, so the Rebbe Rabbeinu saying is like, when you approach to do something good, a mitzvah or whatever, how do you know? So if that's the case, how did the Nesiim Paskin HaLocha, how did the princes, the 12 princes, the heads of the tribes, where on earth did they get the omets, right? How could they have been so bold as to Paskin HaLocha that Moshe didn't Paskin? That the Mishkan needed to be carried on carts, on wagons. Yeah, it's a good question, right? I mean, so much so that, as the Medrash says, it's clear from the Medrash, Moshe had no idea where this had come from, right? And he thought there's a new Navi out there who's, you know, how else could they have, I mean, obviously that's the halacha, or is it? And God says, kach me'itam. You know what? It's a new halacha. They made it. Yeah, what's that saying? You can make a halacha? So the Rebbe Rabbeinu says, apparently yes. Omnam, he says, Ha'ish ha'Yisraeli ha'dovek b'Hashem Yisborach v'toy rosoi. A Yid who cleaves to God and to the Torah. Yochol lehamik b'datoi v'sichloi ha'koil b'mekoimoi ha'roiloi. You can really go down deeper and deeper and deeper, and you can come out with a whole new halacha. And this is the meaning of the Medrash, he says, when you really want. Meaning, if your heart is one, is whole, is sholem with God, leisait zorich lemelaf miklum, you don't have to learn from nobody. Because you could make the halacha, you could find out the halacha by just listening to yourself. And you know, this is the greatness of the Bnei Yisoscha, right? That, like the Medrash says, when they said halacha, everybody knew, oh, it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And you know, this is one of the reasons that Rabbi Akiva, you know, when he gets challenged, because he was the Bechin of Yisoscha, even though he was not from the tribe of Yisoscha, because he was from Gerim, but according to the Kabbalah, and we were learning it in Sefer Yetzirah, he was the incarnation of Yisachar, right? Because and then he said, when I used to be young, and Ashchenu k'chamor, if you'd have shown me a Talmud Chacham, I would have, like a chamor, because chamor is Yisachar. Because when Rabbi Akiva said halacha, everybody knew it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai, right? Wait a minute. It's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. When Moshe heard the halacha, he had no idea. It was the Medrash, the Gemara tells us that the Menachos writes, Moshe's listening, he's in the eighth row, and he hears it, has no idea what's going on in this class of Rabbi Akiva's. Till the student challenges him and says, Rabbi, where do you know this from? He says, well, Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, it's Karadato. So it says Moshe felt better, but it doesn't say that Moshe suddenly remembered. Oh yeah, I'd forgotten that. No, I mean, it's like Rabbi Akiva came out with the halacha, everybody knew that's Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Everybody can do that. Yisachar, the tribe of Yisachar, they were really good at it because one of the secrets is Yodeh Bina Le'itim. It's not about knowing the halacha in general. If you want to know the halacha in general, you ask Moshe Rabbeinu or the Ponovitch Rav, right? If you ask Yisachar, he'll tell you what you need to do now. It's not what's the right thing or what's the wrong thing. It's, you ask Yisachar what to do, he'll tell you the only thing to do is this and this. You see, that's the greatness, says the Rebbe Rabbinim, of Yisachar and those Nesiim, that they knew at that moment, we have to make 6 covered wagons with 12 oxen to pull them. Venirtso kavonosam, the Rebbe Rabbinim says, and their kavono. Right, so then we start changing around the heavens. Instead of heavens, there are 7. No. One of them is crown properties. Really, 6 heavens, meaning, you know, that the Nesiim have it covered. Right, earths, 7 earths. No. There's only 6. You know, it's like 7 days. No. There's only 6 days. You know. So this, he says, this is the pirish of the posuk. Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe gathers all the Yidden and he says, these are the things that you should do. Don't do anything. Because it's not enough to know it's the right thing. It's not enough to know that it's the good thing. Like the Rebbe Rabbinim says, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Limeid Dasis Yisrael, he taught the Yidden Ezu Dover Lasis Hashaloid Lasis Gam B'Masa HaToiv. And this is one of the Ishbit Sutoris that we learn by the Menorah. It says towards the middle of the Menorah all the 7 lights should go, and the Ishbit asks, wait a minute, the middle light goes anyway to the middle, so it just says towards the middle of the Menorah the 6 lights should go. So he says, no, the middle light also has to go, because what does it mean to go? It doesn't mean to go right. Because in that parasha, Bahalai Secho, it talks about Miriam and Aaron talking Lashon Hara about Moshe. And, you know, so sometimes the thing to do, it's not the right thing. Sometimes the only thing to do is the wrong thing. If you're really, really available to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then whatever you'll do, the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, this is the halacha, this is what you're supposed to do. It's an unbelievable Torah, right?